where everybody can come and find refuge. Amen. Every culture, every creed, every nationality, it doesn't matter. Hallelujah. Amen. Somebody says, I'm this and I'm that. I'm telling you, there ain't a soul in here that knows what they are. Praise God. Amen. We're just here. That's what we are. And we're glad to be here to worship the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Amen. And it feels so good to be together with you to worship the Lord in spirit and in truth. Amen. I'm not going to take very long, but I do want to share a word with you. Amen. Tonight, we're going to hear from our district youth director. He's coming here all the way from Lexington. Amen. And he preached at youth convention yesterday. And one of his favorite fans, in fact, I asked her, and he was standing beside her. And I said, Sister Amanda, I said, tell me now, because if I ask him, he's going to say it was all awesome and great and everything, because he's the one that preached. I said, so I want you to tell me the truth. And so she said, it was awesome and great and everything. I said, well, if it was that awesome, you bring it to us and preach it tonight. He said, the young people have already heard it. I said, you point your finger at them and tell them to act like they have never heard this before. So I want him to bring it to us. He shared the subject with me just momentarily, and he preached it just like I wrote it. And so I want him to bring it. I'm just kidding. I am kidding. I am kidding. Amen. I had no idea what he was going to preach, but he shared a little with me, and it's something along the order of that old-time religion. And we need to hear some stuff about that old-time religion, and we need to hear it from our young people. And so we're going to turn him loose tonight, praise the Lord. But right now, you get me. And that's awesome. That's great. And that's wonderful. I'm just kidding again. I'm sorry. Listen, let's look at Acts chapter 2, verse 38 and verse 39. Amen. Acts 2, verse 38 and 39. Did I tell our guests and visitors we're glad to have you? Yes, I did. Am I telling you that again? Yes, I am, because we are glad to have you here in the house of God with us. Praise the Lord. All right. The Bible said, then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and you shall receive, and I'd like to pause for a moment before we go to the next scripture, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. And the next scripture says, if you want to, you don't have to, but you can if you want to. Am I right? You should, but you don't have to. We've got to be very careful, especially in the generation that you and I live, that we don't curve the Word of God the way that we want it to fit us. Let's just preach the Word and let it fall on ears that are hungry and hearts that are thirsty, and let them receive and obtain. If we don't say it, there's no way they can get it. If we don't do this, they're not going to get this. And when I say this, I'm just talking about the Word. I'm not saying we have a corner on everything with God. I'm sure there's more revelation to come, because I want it to come. But I want it. I don't want to cut God off. The last thing I want to do is tell God where to get off. Amen. I'm just going to do it this way, and that's my way. And if you don't like it, you go your way, and I go my way. Hey, He's the God, right? His Word is the Word. Am I right? All right. So he said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ. 17 different regions, 17 different nations, 17 different probably languages represented here. And then verse 39 says, for the promise, everybody shout promise. Amen. The promise is unto you. It's like the Lord saying, I promise you. And I promise your children, and I promise all that are afar off, I promise even as many as the Lord our God shall call. This is not just for the Jews. This is not just for the Samaritans. This is not just for the Gentiles. This is not just for the Germans. And this is not just for those folks in Lexington. But I promise this is unto you and to all them, as many as the Lord our God shall call. Praise the Lord. So here's what I want to preach for just a few moments. I feel the Lord's done everything, and I can't add to that. But, amen. If you weren't here a while ago, you really missed the show. Praise God. Amen. So this is what I want to preach for a little while. To know is to need. To know is to need. If you don't know it, how you ever going to know you need it? I just want you to know that we're not afraid to teach it, preach it, and share it so you can know it. And we would not ever pressure anybody to do anything that you don't want to do. But it's good to know you can because you know it. That's your choice. I've never made anybody live for God. Even God Himself has never made anybody live for God. I've never made anybody be obedient to the Word. God has never made anybody be obedient to His Word. That's our choice. But how can we obey something we don't know about? So that's my job. And that's what I've been called to do, is to share and care and to do it with love and passion and give you the Word of God. And that's what we're going to do here for just a few moments here today. To know is to need. Look to the Lord with me right now, and let's ask God's favor, shall we? In Jesus' name, we're asking for a red coal from the altars of fire, that you would lay it upon my lips, Lord, to preach with inspiration, with authority, dominion, and in the Holy Ghost. I ask you, Lord, to give us a wide open heart, mind, and spirit to receive the Word from the Word of God. I ask, Lord, your will to be done for the next few moments in Jesus' name. Somebody shout amen. Shake someone's hand as you're seated just now. Praise the Lord. Amen. And so the emphasis here is the Spirit. If you reject the Spirit, then you reject the power. And I'll explain that. Amen. If you reject the Spirit, you reject the power. Now, I thank God He moved the way He did in the preliminaries of this service, because I got a great point now. Amen. And we got a precious little couple here that received the Holy Ghost this morning. Both of them received the Holy Ghost just a few moments ago. And it was just absolutely awesome. Praise the Lord. Listen, when you received the power of the Holy Ghost, it wasn't because you said you did. Somebody said, "You got the Holy Ghost?" Yes. How do you know? Because I said so. Amen. Now, you ask them folks right now if they receive the Holy Ghost, and they'll have something to tell you, because power, authority, and dominion came over them, and they spoke in a heavenly language. Amen. And so if you reject the Spirit, you also reject the power, because there are synonyms in the Bible. There are synonyms in the Bible. One word, this is what that means. One word, that means the very same as another word. Amen. I'll give you a couple of examples. In other words, His will is also His way. Am I correct? Amen. His will is His way. That's a synonym. His character is also His Christ. Amen. If we're to obtain Christ, then we're to seek after His character, because they are one and they are the same. Amen. So His Spirit is also His power. When you receive His Spirit, you receive His power. And if you just receive the power, that means you just got His Spirit. Amen. So there's no such thing as one without the other. Acts chapter 1 verse 8 says, "But you shall receive power." Amen. "After that, the Holy Ghost is come upon you, Amen. When you receive the power and you receive the Holy Ghost and somebody asks you, you're not going to say, I just got the Holy Ghost. You're going to say, my Lord, man, I just got something. Praise God. When they got the Holy Ghost in Acts chapter 10, they told Simon Peter, they said, wait a minute, you can't go home. I paraphrase. You can't go home right now. You got to sit down and explain what just happened to all of us. Because the Bible said, while he yet spake, the Holy Ghost fell on all of them that heard the word, for they heard them speak in tongues. Amen. We don't pray for people to speak in tongues. We pray for them to receive the Holy Ghost. But every one of them received the Holy Ghost speak in tongues. Because that's the evidence of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise the Lord. You could feel his spirit. His spirit can touch you. You can feel the anointing. You can get goosebumps. But I'm telling you, when you receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost, that's different than repentance. That's different than baptism. That's different than anything you will experience in your walk with God. I want you to know, because once you know it, you're going to be thinking you need it. Amen. And when you feel like you need it, you're going to get it. And when you get it, you're going to know it. Hallelujah. And so you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come. You need to know this. Amen. And then again, you'll know that you need it. Look at Luke 24 and verse 49. He said, and behold, I send the promise. There it is again, a synonym. I send the promise of my Father upon you. Amen. Listen, I'm just telling you, you need to know this, because when you hear them preaching that there's a promise without the Holy Ghost, there's no such animal. And when you hear them preaching there's a spirit without the promise, there's no such animal. But when they get to preaching the power, they better preach the promise. And when they preach the promise, they better be preaching about the Holy Ghost. And when they preach about the Holy Ghost, they better be preaching about speaking in that heavenly language. Because every one of them are one. Just like the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost are one. Hallelujah. Amen. And so he said that, I send the promise of my Father upon you, but tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until you be endued with power from on high. Amen. We're just getting ready to start a newcomers class. Amen. And you're going to come as a newcomer to our church, and you're going to find out what page we're on. You're going to find out what we believe, what we teach, what we preach. And you're going to find out that every bit of it comes from the Word of God. And so you're going to relax and say, oh, wow, thank God. I found a church like the originals. And you're going to say, oh, man, thank God. They're human just like me, and they've made some mistakes. But they're going to the altar, and they're repenting, and they're asking God's mercy. And they're moving on, and they're living for God and serving the Lord. Hallelujah. Ain't no robots in here. Amen. We're all human. Amen. This world is wrong. And this world is the world we grew up in. And we've done some wrong stuff. But in here, we can make it right. In here, we can get it right. I'm not making an excuse for sin. I'm telling you, my God can forgive sin, and he can prevent sin, and he can heal you from sin, and he can keep you from sin. Amen. Praise the Lord. And he said, tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until you be endued with power from on high. Praise the Lord. I'm just here to tell you, you don't have to go all the way to the Middle East. You're in Jerusalem right now. Amen. You're in the New Jerusalem. Praise the Lord. Jerusalem was in Egypt. And then they walked out of Egypt and went to Canaan. Then Jerusalem was in Canaan. Well, bless God, then the New Testament came. Now Jerusalem is at Landmark. So welcome to Jerusalem. Hallelujah. Amen. And then the Bible said the Lord led them as far as Bethany and then told them to go to Jerusalem to get the promise. Well, you're in Jerusalem. Amen. And the promise is right here at the altar, or the promise is right where you're seated. Why get so far and get so close, yet so far away? Why don't you go ahead and obtain the promise before you leave Jerusalem today, and let the anointing saturate and permeate your heart. I would to God that somebody help me worship right now, because the fire needs to fall and the anointing needs to break a yoke right now. Hallelujah. Somebody let your voice be heard. Yeah. Praise the Lord. Amen. You're going to be endued with power from on high. It's not going to be from your mind. It's not going to be from your mouth. Just because you said, I got the Holy Ghost, doesn't mean you've got, hey, let's look to the Lord and ask God for the Holy Ghost and receive it, believing it. Jesus only took them as far as Bethany. They had to make the choice to go all the way to Jerusalem. You've come all the way to church. Let's get all the way to Jerusalem today. Amen. Some were content. Now listen to me very carefully. You may have never been taught this. Some were content because we got apostolics that want to take people back to the place where, what was it? How many of them received the Holy Ghost? Somebody help me. In the upper room. 120? I thought that's what you said. Amen. So that he told 500 to go to Jerusalem and receive the Holy Ghost. And so if 120 did, how many didn't? Wouldn't that be 380? So there's more of them out there that don't have the Holy Ghost than there is that have the Holy Ghost. That's why we have more churches that don't have it and don't preach it than we do that have it and preach it. The ones that went on to Jerusalem received it, began to preach it. That's where the New Testament church was born. Simon Peter was in that bunch. I just quoted him to you when the Lord told him to tell them to repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus for the remission of your sins, and you shall receive the Holy Ghost. That came out of Jerusalem when, after the Lord told them to move on and go to Jerusalem and receive the promise. You see what I'm saying? The promise is the Holy Ghost, and they received it in Jerusalem. But we got 380 of them still in Bethany. And so they're walking off saying, you know, Jesus was a good man. You know what? We ought to believe in him. We ought to believe that he was our Savior. You know what? We ought to believe that he did good things. We ought to start churches and just preach how good he was and how wonderful he was, because they could do that because they were with him. Listen to me. They were with him. And so when you're with somebody, you get to know about them. And if you know about them when they're gone, you can tell about them for over 2,000 years if you want to. But if they had gone all the way to Jerusalem, they would have gotten another experience. He would not just be with them. When they walked away, he was in them. I said, when they walked away, he was in them. And so when the Holy Ghost comes in you, you're going to come out of the upper room preaching a different message than those that preached that were just with him. I am glad he is in us. He is the hope of glory. He is the help. He's my strength. He's my anointing. He's my power. He's my authority. He's everything I need. Hallelujah. He's not a ritual. He's not a routine. He's not a head thought. He's not a mind thought. He's not even just a heart thought. He is a physical experience in the kingdom of God, in the spirit. How many of you have been to Jerusalem? Hallelujah. And so you know what it was for him to be around you. And now you know what it is for him to be in you. I want us to pray right now and push for somebody to receive something in them. Amen. To let the Holy Ghost in them. Not to just let Jesus hang out around them, but to let him in them. He said, the Spirit of truth will come and he will dwell in you. Amen. He said, I am that I am. Amen. And I will come again unto you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Some were content just to have him beside them. Some decided they wanted him inside them. Those are the apostles. And ladies and gentlemen, those are the apostolics of our day, because the Holy Ghost has been falling ever since. You heard the lady say it earlier today. Amen. The sun never goes down on the United Pentecostal Church. That's just one organization that preaches this truth. That's just one. And the sun never goes down on this thing. Amen. I'm telling you here today that the anointing is getting ready to break some yokes and to tear down some strongholds. And if the next generation of apostolics, if they don't want to preach it, if they don't want to teach it, if they want to go back to Bethany, they can. But there's some of us that are going to stay right here in Jerusalem and let the fire fall and let the anointing fall and let the power prevail. Amen, amen. You've decided to make the trip. Why not go the distance? I've learned that wind can burn, especially this past week, a little vacation on the beach. I've learned that wind can burn to the point that it can burn like fire. Hallelujah. Wind burn is the same as sunburn. We need the wind and we need the sun. S-O-N, if you don't mind. Hallelujah. Praise God. Because we need the fire. On the day of Pentecost, it took both the wind and it took the sun. And then they had the fire. Amen. I remember the story in the 70s of how a teenage boy got tired. He got tired. There's no other explanation. I apologize. I am not trying to lash out at any church whatsoever. I was taught a long time ago, if you shoot at the church, you got a barrel pointing right back at you. Amen. Because you're shooting yourself. Amen. I have nothing to gain by destroying a church. Amen. I'm just simply telling you what was on the little boy's mind. He was a young teenager and he just got tired of dead church. And so he stood on the outside of the church that service and he doused himself with fire and lit his body up and came busting through and ran down the center aisle. And he stood in front of the pulpit and he said, "Now I'm on fire!" Died right there in front of the pulpit. Amen. You can go to Bethany and get all the plastic religion you want. You can go and fake the Holy Ghost. You can go and pretend. You can go and play games with God. Hallelujah. But there's still a young group. There's still a generation. There's still a mom and dad. There's still a child. There's still somebody that wants to feel the fire of the Holy Ghost. It's going to take the wind. It's going to take the sun. It's going to take the anointing. It's going to take the Spirit. It's going to take the power. And it's going to take the promise. How many of you are willing to be with me? And let's keep the promise alive. Hallelujah. We need the wind and we need the sun. Amen. The search is on for the church with Holy Ghost fire. Holy Ghost, fire. Amen. Change your name. If you're saying you're Pentecost and it ain't Pentecost on the inside. Change your name. If you're saying you're firebrand, Holy Ghost, and you go in and it's icebergs in the pulpit and polar bears in the pews. Hallelujah. Amen. If it's firebrand, baptized, Holy Ghost believing, hallelujah, then let's get this thing burning. Let's get this thing burning. Let's let the wind blow on the coals and let the flames leap high and let's have revival till Jesus comes. Let's have an anointing. Let's have power and authority and dominion over the world. And let's let the world know that this church is on fire. Praise God. Hallelujah. Acts chapter 2, verse 3 and 4. Hallelujah. Amen. And there appeared unto them, this is those folks that went to Jerusalem, same bunch. There appeared unto them cloven tongues like as a fire. It sat upon each of them. Amen. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. First, it was a rushing mighty wind. Hallelujah. And it burned everyone. I mean, it set upon each and every one of them. Amen. And they were filled. Amen. The fire fell and they were filled with the Holy Ghost. Why would anybody want to preach? It was just for that bunch and it ain't for us. I'll tell you why. Because they are somebody that's hanging out in Bethany and they need to get themselves to Jerusalem. Amen. Hey, they're hanging out in religion. They're hanging out where it's cold. They're hanging out where it's traditional. And they need to break loose and break out and let God have His way. Am I making sense? Praise the Lord. Amen. What are you searching for? What are you looking for? This world is wrong, but I'm telling you, this Bible is right. What if we sought what He bought? What if we sought what He bought with His own blood? Amen. What's wrong with admitting that we can be wrong? Praise the Lord. Amen. Everybody wants to be right, and there's no trophy. Amen. I'm preaching the truth today. And Brother Billy, where is my 4-foot trophy? And I am not asking for one. Don't be here tonight with a... I'm just a point. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm preaching. And I know it's right, but there's no trophy. Amen. Hallelujah. And I know in times in my life, I know in times in conversation, I know in times in relationships, I know in times that I, and other situations, I've been wrong. Amen. Hallelujah. Admit it and move on. Admit it and just move on. Praise the Lord. You don't have to be right. Amen. There's people that feel like they're not right. They look like an idiot. You're not an idiot. Everybody can be wrong. Let me tell you a story. You ready for a story? Praise God. All right. All right. This king woke up one morning, and I don't know if it's true or not, but I like it. He said, this king woke up one morning, and he decided, you know what? I'm going to go down to the prison today, and I'm going to release somebody. I'm just going to release them. I'm going to show somebody some mercy. I'm just going to let them go. So he went down, and the guards let the prisoners know, you better look your best, better act your best, because king's coming. He's going to let somebody out of here. And as soon as the king walked up, man, they got in the bars and they put their face between the bars and they were screaming out, I'm innocent. I was framed. And so he said, are you innocent? Yes, sir, I'm innocent. I promise. Are you innocent? Yes, sir, I'm innocent. And just went through hundreds of people. So all of them innocent, framed. It was a mistake. It was a wrong identity. And he finally came to a gentleman and his head was drooped. He wouldn't even look at the king. And the king tapped him on the forehead and said, hey, buddy. He said, what's your story? He said, sir, I don't have a story. He said, I was wrong. I did it. I don't know if the story was about he murdered somebody or whatever he did, but he said, I did it. I'm guilty. I am so guilty. He said, you were? He said, yes, sir. He said, there's no way around it. He said, I did it. I deserve my time. I deserve what's going on with me. And the king turned to the guards and said, let him out. They opened the door and let him out. He walked away. And they said, why did you do that? He said, there's only one guilty person in the prison and I wanted to protect all these innocent people. Hello. Hello. Amen. So you can join the throngs. There'll never be wrongs. Amen. But understand this. God knows everything and sees everything and hears everything. And we need to understand that it's all right to repent. It's all right every now and then to let a spouse know. It's all right every now and then to let a child know. It's all right every now and then to let a co-worker know, or a boss know, or somebody know, or anybody know. Let anybody know. Amen. I apologize. I'm sorry. I had a moment. I was human, and it won't happen again if I can prevent it. Praise God, and just move on. Hallelujah. You don't need the stress of always being perfect. Praise God. Hallelujah. I hope you're comprehending what I'm saying here today. I'm not saying go out and buy you a Bud Light and then come back tonight. I'm just simply saying that you no matter how strong we want to demonstrate it, no matter how hard we want to push it, there is only one that is perfect, and there is only one that is right. And we need to snug up to Him as close as we can get and get every ounce of Him that we can possibly get, so we can prevent some of the things that come against us in our lives. Amen. And that we can be that person with His character, with His ability, with His strength, with His Spirit, with His anointing, with His power, with His Holy Ghost, and change our world. Hallelujah. Amen. So what are you searching for? Amen. Amen. Seek, and the Bible says you shall find. Knock, and it shall be open. Amen. So a couple of synonyms: seeking and finding, same thing. Knocking and opening, same thing. Spirit and power, same thing. Let's stand together. There are good things that come from God. But this that I'm preaching is His best. This is His best. And this is what religion sometimes and everything else wants to fight against. Because this is the best He has to offer. And that is the gift of Spirit, power, authority, dominion, and the Holy Ghost. Praise God. How many of you can testify to the fact that you received power after that the Holy Ghost came? You received power after that the Holy Ghost came. Amen. I'm going to ask those that I got with before service to come and join me briefly here. Amen. We're going to take a few moments. Amen. These men and these people that are coming, there's many more out there that I could call down to do the very same thing. I know that. Amen. But they were in the office and they were convenient. But so I'm asking you today, amen, if you need healing, if you need the Holy Ghost, if you need more dominion, power, and authority, amen, if you need the Spirit, I want you to come and stand before them. They're going to pray for you, amen, and they're going to believe God with you. I want you to come at this time and believe God with them. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. They're going to pray for you, and they're going to pray for somebody else, and then they're going to pray for someone else, and they're going to believe God for somebody else. I want you to come. Amen. Don't give the devil time to talk you out of anything. Amen. You get what you want from God, because this is the place to get it. Now you know it, and now you need it. You know it. Now you need it.
He may not come when you want Him, but He will be there right on time. 'Cause He's an all-time God. Oh, yes, He is.
Well,
He's an on-time God.
Well,
oh, yes, He is.
Yes, He is. He's an on-time God. Yes, He is.
Children of Israel, trapped at the Red Sea.
Oh, yeah.
By that mean old Pharaoh and his army.
My.
They had water all around them.
Uh-huh.
And Pharaoh was on the tracks.
Oh, yeah.
From nowhere, God stepped in. He cut a highway just like that.
Well,
He's an all-time God. Yes, He is.
Oh, He's an all-time God. Yes.
You can't ask the 5,000.
Come on.
Hungry souls he fed.
Yeah.
On the banks of the river.
Oh,
the two fish and five loaves of bread.
Holy Ghost.
What a miracle he performed.
My Lord.
On that multitude.
Yeah. Holy Ghost.
Hungry souls he fed.
Holy Ghost.
On the banks of the river. With two fish and five loaves of bread. What a miracle he performed.
Holy Ghost.
For that multitude. Oh, and what he did way back then. He'll do today for me and you.
Oh, he's an all-time God. Oh, yes, he is.
Children of Israel,
yeah.
Trapped at the Red Sea,
my mama.
By that mean old Pharaoh,
and sweet Holy Ghost, come on.
They had water all around,
all around.
And Pharaoh was on their tracks,
yeah.
From nowhere, my God stepped in.
Somebody shout, yes, he is. Yes, he is. My. What a touch. What a power. What a dominion and what an authority. Pray as long as you want to pray. Worship as long as you want to worship. God bless you today. Come early for prayer tonight. Let's have great service, a great move of God. Let the anointing break every yoke. Let it tear down every stronghold in Jesus' name.
This is my daily bread.
This is